Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
George Mueller is known for his life of faith, never asking man for anything, only asking God and praying in everything he needed to build and operate five orphanages. He and his wife were tenacious in their trust in God to provide, though often tested. When their prayers weren't answered right away, they expanded their prayer meeting with the staff from once in the morning to three times a day, each time praying for the same things. As George said, for a period of 3 years, there was never more than a two-day supply of food in the orphanage. The orphans never went without a meal, although sometimes the food came in the very morning that it was needed. George Mueller was born in Prussia in 1805. His father was a tax collector and educated George in the principles of worldly business. He slipped into many sins, including stealing and long spells of drinking. Though George spares us the details, he said that he did some truly vile things. His father wanted him to become a clergyman in order to earn a good living, and at the age of 20, he entered Halle University to study theology. He began to preach in a Lutheran church, but inside he knew no peace and struggled with sin continually. Then he attended a home meeting where he witnessed love of true believers and real prayer. God began a work of grace in his life. It was a turning point. He quit spending time with the wicked companions and stopped going to the tavern. He began openly confessing his commitment to Christ.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.